Young Czech designer Jan Štvrník has worked for some of the best-known names in the industry, from domestic firm Moser to IKEA and Electrolux. He's just won an illustrious Droog Award for a vase highlighting the issue of climate change, which also attracted the attention of British design guru Marcus Fairs. He studied in Sweden and spent part of his schooling at NASA headquarters in Houston, Texas. He now lives and works in Italy. On a brief trip back to the Czech Republic, I caught up with Jan Štvrník in a bustling Prague cafe. As someone who's gained so much experience living and working abroad, I started by asking him how he thought design in the Czech Republic measured up to his foreign experiences.
In the Czech Republic, I'm quite critic towards the Czech industry, and I think there is only few companies which are visible on the in the world scale, or at least Europe scale, and that is, for example, Skoda. And Skoda is doing good design, but it's only design which is really visible outside of Czech Republic. When I'm working for Czech design, Czech company which want to sell design, they are usually don't know what they should expect. They don't know what is my role in the company. They don't know what I could offer and what they should expect. Sometimes they want full package with exhibition design, with interior design, with graphic design. But my knowledge is very specific towards industrial design or product design, and it's very different from the graphic design. So, I do also graphic design time by time, but it's not my business, and I don't feel that strong in that field, so I don't do that likely. Not as a professional, but many times I'm asked to support also the team there, and it's very difficult. And so basically it's the knowledge about design, what designer should do for the company, is different company by company. And especially in the Czech Republic, I think many companies still don't know what they should ask designer for.
Okay, so you're saying there that a lot of the problems maybe arise from a lack of tradition or a lack of history of this sort of thing.
Yes and no, because we cannot say lack of history, because in between wars it was very strong design schools and design traditional in Czech Republic. It was just the time which was broken by communistic system here, change everything, and the development studios was very rigid and doing just facelift every fifth year or something. They didn't adapt the style towards the aesthetic which was worldwide and stuff like that. Yes, it was it's strong traditional stuff to do new design and the new aesthetic here in Czech, but somehow the company has to learn it again, because the knowledge was broken.
You yourself just there have said there are really very well-known, very strong currents in Czech design, especially from the interwar period. Do you yourself, as a patriot, ever find yourself sort of referring to things like cubism or whatever in your work?
Well, yes, I love cubism, but the thing is, I am patriotic, and I know how unique was, for example, cubism in the world, especially architecture. I am proud, but I didn't want to just spend time to saying how I am proud, because in the end it's boring when I have to hear from Italian guys like how they are good in soccer. It's like, it's boring. Yes, you are good. Congratulations. Squadra Azzurra win again, but what is the point? I know that, but they usually don't know it about cubism, and to explain them it's like, yes, I want to make some point for Czech Republic. So I'm not doing that usually.
Obviously you are very sort of aware of your predecessors and of design history, and this vase that you've just won a lot of awards with is kind of referencing a vase made in 1937, I think, by a Finnish designer, Alvar Aalto. So do you ever use sort of Czech influences from around about that time in your work, or would you say that that's not a conscious decision that you make?
Yes, but different way than it's not direct way. Like I study on VŠUP, Vysoká škola umělecko-průmyslová, Academy of Art, Architecture and Design in Prague. Yes, that is correct. And there is a very strong history and traditional, which is related to the functionalism and the stuff which was very modern in between wars. And this modernism or constructivism and was something what we have in background, and we are trying to use it as we use rules from Christianity, for example. So it's kind of a rule to let older people sit in the tram and stuff like that. You do that because it's kind of traditional. And same stuff is, I think, within design. We do that because it's strong tradition here, but nobody told us we have to do that. We just know, yeah, better is to do the things, don't complicate it, and do it as much useful as it possible. We have that in as a background, so we use that, but nobody told us we have to use that. Obviously, we can do whatever we want, but for me, it's background this time.
I've seen among your portfolio some rather weird and wonderful designs made for NASA. So can you tell me a bit about what you did for NASA, these odd structures that I saw drawings?
Well, it was not environmental friendly at all, actually, for NASA. We had the lunar mission, and because NASA planned till 2020 to launch again lunar missions and to build up a permanent base on the moon. And that involved a lot of problems because previously they spent few hours on the moon, and that was nothing really difficult. Nothing really difficult. It was very difficult, but it was much easier than to set a permanent base. There was a lot of work to do research, what we actually need to do and how we as a designers could help to NASA to improve something. In the end, we did the research, which was the main part, which is useful for NASA as well, because when they will do the lunar mission, in the end, they could go through our work and to say, yeah, for a human interface, what we have here the screwdriver for specially made for the suit, for the outer space suit, which is very specific also. And so we can use maybe some points from that research to develop the correct one, the proper one, and to get the knowledge from that research. So we did the research. We also did the project as such and finalize it till the prototypes or till the mock-ups or 3D model. But it's just our fantasy, the end, because we have no skills to calculate everything and to be able to plan everything correctly and to have all the sources which you need for it.
That was Jan Čtvrtník speaking to Rosie Johnson in November of 2008.